Love, mystery, adventure, romance is presented to you by this station at this time in the stories especially selected for our audience by Edwin Balmer, the distinguished editor of Red Book magazine. When Editor Balmer selected this love story, You Have to Have Something, by Virginia Dale from the current Red Book, he told us that Virginia Dale for years was a dramatic critic, and she is most popular with people of the stage. She has been a friend and confidant, both of the stars and the small-time hoofers, and no one had more opportunity to share the triumphs and tragedies of actors when off the stage. She splendidly portrays some of these in the story You Have to Have Something, which is about to be presented to you.
Nervous beat.
You're listening to the opening number of Act Two in the musical comedy Fast and Fleet. That girl stepping out there in the black silk stockings and naughty little hat, that's Mademoiselle Tavi. Brick Baxter and Peggy, the dance team standing in the wings, are watching Tavi's number.
Oh, did you see that? Oh, boy. Good boy, Bill.
Oh, boy, what gorgeous legs she's got.
Who's got?
The Tavi woman out there.
Yeah, her legs aren't bad, but her eyes are a little squinty.
Yeah, but these Paris babies can certainly wear clothes.
Say, if that woman's French, I'm a red Indian.
Oh, for crying out loud, don't you read the press stuff lately? It says she's French, don't it? Straight from Paris, and...
Say, I've been in the show business too long, Hooper, to believe the papers. This Tavi's what we used to call a bohunk in the old hometown.
Oh, is that so? I didn't know you had an old hometown. It always come to me that you was born in a wardrobe trunk between acts.
That's it, big boy. I was born in the theater, and I'm glad of it. I don't have to wedge in by saying I'm a frog and pulling a trick accent.
Well, she's got style, that baby. Watch her strut. Oh, boy.
Oh,
and I tell you,
that.
Peggy...
Oh, boy. Good boy, Bill.
I tell you, just because this gal is French, you don't have to go...
Oh, talking to yourself again, huh, Bert? That's the first symptoms of the dimming mind. Now, what are you doing here, peeking out of the wings? Where's Peggy?
I don't know where she went. She was here a minute ago. We was catching this Tavi number. I turn around and Peggy's gone.
You amaze me. Say, Bert, how long have you and Peggy teamed?
5 seasons. We went on a small time together. Played all the tanks. And then we got a break 3 seasons ago and landed big time in Shy. A fellow named Brown...
Wait a minute. I wasn't getting your biography for Variety. I was just interested in you and Peggy. She's a cute trick.
Yeah, she's all right.
Say, she's got everything. Not often a good dancer like her has comic sense along with it.
Oh, she's a good trooper, but what of it?
Not a thing, only, well, always seemed kind of funny. You and Peg never got hitched.
Oh, yeah? Well, spinach, will you? Hello. Oh, here comes. Here's Tavi.
Hello, Bertie. Oh, he's my big boy. You like my dance yet?
Oh, swell, Tavi. Listen to the customers.
Oh, you should have heard them when I played in the Moulin Rouge. I go change now. So long, big boy. See you later.
Sure. If you ain't doing anything after the show...
I'll look for you, big boy.
Oh, okay. I guess I better go to Peggy's dressing room and see if she's hooked up.
Whoever?
Are you dressed?
Enough for you. Come on in.
Hello.
Did you get a furlough?
Listen, you act like I was a critic who gave you a bum notice.
Listen, Hooper, it's you that's been doing the acting. Like a fool, see?
Oh, so that's it, huh?
None of my business if you want to act like a jackass over some little French dame.
Oh, for cat's sake, you dames are all alike.
All except your wonderful Tavi, I suppose. Now get this, Hofer. We've been together too long for me to let
yeah,
you...
Yeah, maybe we have been together too long. So long that you think you got a string or a leash or something. Well, get this, see? You haven't any mortgage on me.
Oh, Bert, I didn't mean that. Well,
all right, come on.
Been...
That's the finish of Al Ford's song. We got to go on in 2 minutes. See you in the wings. Come on, come on.
Oh, Bert, please.
Let's go.
Well, that's Boston. The tryouts aren't packing them in exactly, and for Peggy, the show doesn't exist. Bert dances with her as if she were a sawdust dummy. Where does he go after each performance? Out with Tavi, of course. No more of those breakfasts and lunches together. Peggy goes out to visit her cousin Ida in the suburbs, all by herself.
Well, Ida, how's the husband and the little boy?
Oh, Nick's fine, and Junior's getting as big as a house. And how's Bert, Peg?
Oh, he's all right.
Listen, Peg, it's none of my business, but why don't you two get together? Last time I saw you, I said to Nick, they ought to get married. If ever I saw two people crazy about each other...
Well, you know how it is in the show business.
Huh? You and Bert had a quarrel?
No, but... Well, that's all off, Ida, see? Bert and me are all washed up. When'll your kid be able to walk?
Walk? Oh, his daddy takes him out every night. Say, how can a thing be all washed up when you still care like you do?
Me? Oh, I don't care.
Listen, you can't fool me, Peg. You and Bert should have been married long ago. You ought to have a baby like Junior.
I'm laughing.
Oh, no, you're not. Listen, Peg, I don't know a thing about actors except they're men. And men are men, no matter how they earn their living, I guess.
Maybe.
No, maybe to it. There's something about a little family, Peggy. Now, I'm telling you, the tie that binds. It's true, babies do. Nick used to, well, run around some. You know, many's the night I used to cry my eyes out. But since Junior's come, well, he can't wait till he gets home now.
People in the theater are different, I guess.
Well, people in the theater are people just the same.
Well, I gotta go, Ida. Extra rehearsal this afternoon. The show probably won't have much of a run, and I'll be out of work all summer.
Well, come spend the summer with us. You'll see Junior and his daddy together, and you'll get what I'm driving at. I tell you, Peg, you have to have something.
I got you with my eyes closed, Ida.
Well, what's the use?
So long.
This show has got me so mixed, I just as soon give my exit line when I come on. Looks like a bust, Peggy.
It's flat out. So am I.
Still worrying about Bert, huh?
It's just that he doesn't dance with me like he used to. Oh, we get through the routine all right, only...
I know, kid, I know. Stiff as tin, huh?
We used to keep talking the act over it and get all pepped up. We built it together, Al.
It's a swell turn, too.
But I never see Bert anymore. He comes in just in time to go on with me, and he beats it right after that. Oh, there he comes with Tavi now.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Al. Hello, Peg.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Al.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Peg. See you later.
Look at that dame. All dressed up like a Christmas tree. Bert sure is a sap. Say, Peg, you're still going on that hoofer, aren't you? Yeah, I know. You should have been smarter. You know what you should have done?
Whatever it was, it's too late now. It's funny, though. Funny to see it happen right before my eyes and not be able to do anything.
I'm on to you, Peg. You could have vamped Bert yourself, but you was too decent to do it. Well, I hear Bert's going to get together a new act with Tabby.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
What you should have done, Peg, was to have married him and had a kid or something. You have to have something.
That's the second time I've heard it, Al. My bad luck, old-timer, that no one ever tipped me off before. If the show folds up, I don't know what I'll do this summer.
You got any plans?
I thought maybe Bert and I would have played vaudeville.
Oh, you could have had yourself billed late of the Fast and Fleet Review. Boy, they love that out on the circuit.
Now that Bert and Tavi are going to get an act.
Yeah, and that's just what I come to talk to you about. Darn shame that your act's going to split. It was swell. He might have stuck for the sake of the act, at least. But listen, I got good news for you. Swartz is coming backstage to see you tonight.
Swartz? The big guy?
Yeah, Swartz and Landis. You got it. He's a friend of mine. He caught the show yesterday, and he liked your stuff. I saw him in the Friars Club, and he asked me who you was. Don, if this isn't him now, here he comes.
And I tell you, little girl, you got everything. Landis was out front the other night and he tipped me off. He's crazy about your stuff. He likes your hoofing and he says you got the world's best comic sense.
You gotta have a comic sense in the theater, Mr. Swartz.
You are telling me. And you got it, baby. You got everything. Listen, I'm for you big. Did you sign a run-of-the-play contract with this opera?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's 20-1 that it'll close by next week. And next week, we go into rehearsals of our new show, On Your Ear. Now, listen, I want you in the show, and Landis won't hear of anybody else. He wants to talk to you.
You mean me and my partner?
Oh, no. Just you alone. Now, listen. There'll be two spots for solo tripping, a song, and a lot of comedy. Drop into the office early tomorrow, say about 12, will you?
Well,
Contracts will be waiting for you to sign.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Schwartz. I'll be there.
I'll see you then. Well, you're in luck, Peg. When Schwartz comes to see you, it's something big.
He wants me for their new show.
Boy, what a break. They got the closing notice for Fast and Fleet posted just now. We fold next week. I wonder what Bert will do.
Well, stage is after that Polly Boo of his, I suppose.
Serve him right, Peg. And listen, I'll be there to see you put it over. Here's Bert and the poodle now. I'll see you later.
Hello, Cherie. Waiting to see the big boy go on?
All right, you all set to go, Peg?
You're the one that's late.
Ta-ta, big boy. See you later.
Yeah, sure.
There's our cue.
Still jealous, huh? Well, you might be jealous. The whole show's jealous of her, even the stagehands. Oh, for cat's sake, give me your arm. Come on, let's go on, now.
Oh, did you see that? Oh, boy. Good boy, Bill.
Are you dressed?
Why, I...
Oh, hello. Oh, weren't you going to let me in, or what?
Hello, Bert. Did Tavi give you a night off?
Say, stop kidding, can't you?
I don't feel much like fooling.
Well, what's all this I hear about you signing with Swartz's show? Signing a single. I overheard Al Ford talking about it down at the restaurant. Ah, he's cuckoo, isn't he, Peg?
Everyone says I'm in luck.
Oh, but Peggy, a single without me?
What's so cuckoo about that? Why not?
But what'll become of our act?
You got a smart nerve to ask me about that.
I'd like to know why.
After the way you've been carrying on with that French...
Now, listen, what's that got to do with it? Well, no matter what I've done, I
heard you and that French dame were going to team.
Oh, well, you didn't believe it, did you, Peg? How could you?
Why shouldn't I believe it? Anyhow, after all that's happened these 6 weeks, I don't see how you figure I owe you anything.
Now, listen, you don't have to tell me, but great Scott, Peg, you can't desert the act no matter what I've done.
Oh, can't I?
No, you can't. You can't just let it die. Just let Bert and Peggy go flooey.
Guess you didn't mind letting the Peggy half of it go flooey when it came to that lady frog of yours.
Oh, but listen, the act, our act.
You can get that French female to do it with you.
Our act? The one we worked out together? Oh, why, Peg, that act belongs to us, just you and me. I thought you understood that. I thought that...
And what about that French woman? You don't think you can play around with her and then come back and team with me, do you?
Oh, but Peggy, that's got nothing to do with us, with our act. I mean, well, you know how a guy is. Wander from the home plate and all that, But I thought you felt the same way about things as I do.
And just how do you feel about it?
Well, to me, an act's sort of like a kid, Peggy. I mean, it belongs to the both of us, and we just can't desert it, don't you see? I mean, all the time I've been sort of hoping that, well, that we might sometime get married and have a kid and...
Yeah, and then you'd be off joyriding with that French frog.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Peggy, honest, I wouldn't. Listen, I won't see her anymore, that's straight. Oh, gee, I even went to see about a license on the way up here, hoping that you and me...
Oh, Bert.
Oh, then you do feel the way I do about it? Oh, gee, Peggy, this is great. And you'll marry me and we'll stick together?
Yes, Bert, darling.
Oh, say, and we'll have a, well, maybe even a couple of...
Yes, dearest, yes. Oh, you're right, Bert, we will. You see, you have to have something.
Red Book Magazine gave us special permission to broadcast this story, You Have to Have Something, written by Virginia Dale. Next week at this same time, we take pleasure in announcing that we will present another story in dramatic form from Red Book.